President Trump announced the U.S. will pull out of the Paris Climate Accord, but that withdrawal seems to have only emboldened many cities to ramp up their efforts to fight climate change at a local level.
In fact, the city of Phoenix just announced a new goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 30% below 2012 levels by 2025. That would keep Phoenix on track to achieve an 80% reduction by 2050. But even if cities continue to meet goals like these, how much difference can they really make? The show's Lauren Gilger joins us now to shed some light on that. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So Phoenix has actually been recognized internationally for its efforts to curb greenhouse gases by the organization C40. It's a network of the world's major cities that are committed to addressing climate change. I spoke with David Miller with C40 more about Phoenix's progress in this arena and how big of an impact cities in general can make in fighting climate change, even when the federal government isn't.
Well, I think residents of Phoenix should be really proud of the efforts that their city's made, and I'd look to their successful and aggressive greenhouse gas reduction goals, the light rail transit, and of course the Reimagine Phoenix initiative, which won the C40 Bloomberg Award this year. It's very innovative, moving towards a circular economy, lowering waste, and creating jobs. And it's an initiative that cities around the world can learn from.
On a broader scale, with the U.S. pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord and stepping back from those sort of federally run national efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, is it necessary at this point? Are you seeing local municipalities, cities, states, et cetera, kind of taking the lead here?
Well, it's very clear in the United States that cities, towns, states, businesses, and others like universities are continuing to comply with Paris and are showing leadership on climate. But that's not really new. Cities have been leading for at least a decade, and it's for a pretty simple reason. The job of a mayor in a city government is to make real change. It's not just to make policies. And according to studies done for the C40 Climate Leadership Group by Arup engineers, about 70% of the greenhouse gas emissions in the world can be attributed to cities for electricity generation, how you heat and cool buildings, transportation, and coming from solid waste. There are practical things that can be done in all of those areas to make your city a better place to live, to create jobs, and to lower greenhouse gas emissions.
And what kinds of things are those? Lay those out for us.
Well, you know, some of them are not exotic. Building codes, encouraging green buildings, lower emission buildings, are exceptionally important. In a city like New York or Chicago or my own city of Toronto, the vast majority of greenhouse gas emissions come from how we heat and cool buildings. So there are all sorts of initiatives from cities, from, you know, New York City requiring commercial buildings to post their energy consumption, which created a real push from tenants to have more efficient buildings, to the green building standards in Toronto, to cities doing energy efficiency retrofits on their own buildings. All of those have a big impact. Creating transportation systems that move people out of cars onto public transit, particularly electric, clean energy-generated public transit. Phoenix's light rail, very, very important. And reducing waste from the management of garbage, which Phoenix is a real leader in.
Yeah. But in the end, though, how much of an impact can a city have? At a certain point, are there limits if you don't have help on a federal level?
Well, the lack of leadership in the United States at a federal level causes problems, I think, in at least two areas. One is the leadership itself. You know, the importance of Paris was not just that the nations of the world, after 21 years of negotiations since Kyoto, 21 years, had finally reached agreement, and everybody, except Syria, had said, we agree. That sends a powerful signal to businesses, not-for-profits, all of our institutions, that you have to act on climate. That leadership matters. So the United States saying that it intends to pull out of Paris and not undertaking leadership is problematic on its own. It means business doesn't know what to do. You know, are we going to have a future that requires us to be low carbon or not? The second thing that matters is cities can do significant amounts on their own. They can reach real goals, make a real difference. But without federal funding for things like public transit projects, other kinds of infrastructure, support nationally on other initiatives, it's much, much harder to do. and we can succeed far more easily at scale if you have the federal government support. Cities are doing a lot. They're making real change, but it's a hurdle, an unnecessary hurdle when the national government isn't supportive and involved.
David Miller, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
David is the C40 Regional Director for North America and the former mayor of Toronto.